Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with fintech. Get ready for a deep dive into money mobility.
Ooh, exciting. I'm always eager to learn about the newest trends in finance. So, what's this money mobility all about?
Well, think of it as the ultimate financial freedom. It's all about seamless, instant access to your money, no matter where it is. Pimentz calls it an ecosystem.
An ecosystem? That sounds complex.
It is, but in a good way. It's banks, fintechs, tech providers, all working together to make our financial lives easier. Imagine money flowing between accounts like water.
I see. Interesting. So it's not just about speed anymore.
Exactly. User experience is key. Think mobile wallets, real-time payments, all making it effortless to manage finances.
Okay, got it. So why is this such a big deal now?
Because consumer demand is skyrocketing. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York reported a crazy number of new accounts opened last year. Like 70% of all U.S. adults opened a new account.
Wow, that's a lot. So what's driving this demand?
Instant gratification. We want everything now, including our money. The report shows a huge jump in instant payout options, from under 10% in 2018 to almost 40% in 2024.
That makes sense. But is it really that different from just, you know, regular transactions?
Yes, money mobility is about deeper engagement. Think virtual accounts, added services, smoother integrations, all strengthening the relationship between businesses and customers.
I'm starting to get the picture. Are there any real-world examples of this in action?
Absolutely. Gig work, gaming, ad hoc payments. Pump's own research shows a massive increase in the use of instant payments in these areas.
That's fascinating, but surely there must be some downsides, right?
Of course, challenges exist, like high fees for SMBs and outdated government systems, but innovations like New York's digital tax relief portal show the potential for positive change.
So who are the main players in this ecosystem?
Banks and fintechs. Banks are the established players, while fintechs are the disruptors, pushing the boundaries of user experience.
It sounds like a delicate balance between tradition and innovation.
Precisely. There are also concerns about security, compliance, and interoperability, but the opportunities are enormous. Think real-time payments, embedded finance, even decentralized finance.
Decentralized finance? That sounds a bit radical.
It is, but it's part of the evolution, and the key to navigating this exciting, complex landscape is collaboration.
Collaboration?
Yes. Banks, fintechs, tech providers, everyone working together to create a financial future that's seamless, secure, and empowering.
This is all incredibly interesting. So how can businesses benefit from embracing money mobility?
Think streamlined operations, reduced costs, better decision-making, and global expansion. Plus, they can meet the growing demand for real-time financial services.
It truly sounds like the future of finance. Thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure. And there's even more to explore. We also have another article about the role of AI in payments, but we'll save that for another episode. Thanks for listening to Nutty's Show, and until next time, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.